Welcome to the Raven Podcast with your hosts Michelle M. Pillow and Manny M. Roth, where they'll talk a little about everything and a lot about nothing.
Hi, and welcome back to the Raven Podcast. This is Michelle, and with me is Mandy, as always. I keep her locked in the basement.
I'm with the vampire, so I'm okay with that.
Yeah. It's really a stuffed doll.
Still,
I see he's sleeping.
Always ready. Okay.
Sorry. Blow up doll.
Moving forward. Oh, my goodness. Okay, so we have been very laxed in our podcasting, and we're sorry. We've been extremely busy.
Yes, we have been. It's
yes,
lots of stuff going on. Always a busy time for year. Yes. Conference time. And we actually just had the Raven Bash for readers.
The
Reader Bash. I always call it the Raven Bash or Reader Bash.
Yeah.
And the Reader Day Bash. We do not bash readers.
Yeah. Well, I voted for that. I was trumped. I thought that would be fun and bring in more people, but no.
Yeah, not everyone wants to be your minion.
Damn
they want to be mine, but not yours.
Okay.
They tell me behind the scenes.
Princess Periwinkle, can we continue?
Okay, Eagle One. yeah, the Raven Reader Bash was a success, and a big thank you to all the authors who participated.
Yes,
lots of prizes were given.
Yes, 27 authors who came.
Over 27 prizes. A lot of authors donated more than once. Yeah. So that was a lot of fun, and you'll have to check our ravenhappyhour.com
there was
website
almost
for the next one.
For the day.
Yeah. You'll have to, check back on the ravenhappyhour.com site for, the future bashes if you want to get in on them.
Right.
Authors, contact us if you want to sign up for them. Mm-hmm. Readers, just go and win stuff.
Yes, and we're also set to begin interviewing authors for the podcast, too. So, authors, please, if you're interested, get your name in ahead of time. Don't wait till the last minute.
Yeah,
because
it does take a while.
Yeah.
Another promo opportunity for authors and fun reading for readers and authors would be the Raven guest blogs that we're doing again in full force.
Yeah.
Every Monday we have a guest blogger at the Raven.
Yes.
It's on the Raven blog. Go to the ravenhappyhour.com site and, click on the blog link. And this week was actually Nymphs by Mary Winter.
Yes. Very informative, too. She had quite a bit of information on there about the nymphs.
Very interesting. And if you're just curious, like learning about different trivial, information or things about, different, all things paranormal,
mm-hmm.
whether it's history, mythology, definitely check the series out. It's a lot of fun.
Okay, and spiraling into something else that I'm reminded of when you say that is are the forums that we have, the reader actual forums that are different from the Yahoo groups we were doing. These are steps for people who just get aggravated with the Yahoo things, because I know I'm one of them. These are forums that are directly set up so you can, get on, you can just read, you can post if you want, you don't have to. Everything, of course, is free to join. But we have one for the Raven, and in the Raven we have a research section. So authors and readers who are knowledgeable in subjects that you think, authors might really want to know about. Like for me, I needed some information on sword fighting and somebody stepped up and helped out. And I also needed some information about what sort of antique dolls they would have in Italy in the 1780s. And somebody was very helpful with that. So that's another fun thing if you'd like to kind of, get more involved.
Very interesting subjects. Yeah. And if you're looking for, help or somebody... Yeah, I mean, it's great.
I think we should have, Shaq music with, get your geek on or something.
We'll have to change the scheming weasel.
Yeah. yeah, we need something definitely hipper. Yeah.
I like scheming weasel.
I do, too.
Actually, we do have a book forum contest going on right now if you join the Raven Happy Hour Forum, the Michelle Pillow Forum, and the Mandy Roth Forum.
Yes.
And they're all reached through the website.
Mm-hmm.
You are entered to win, so... You can go check out the contest. Yeah. Another contest we have going on is the Express Yourself contest, which is ongoing, where you can make book videos, graphics.
And I promise people I will get your videos put up soon. I'm so sorry about that.
It's been one of those busy things.
Yeah.
It's a huge contest. It's still going.
Yeah.
Feel free to enter, fan videos, fan art, anything that has to do with Mandy, my, or both of our books. And we'll be sure to get up here and entered into the contest. It is not a talent contest.
No. We had somebody email us and spell out the letters of our name, like M is for this, and that it was funny. And
Yeah. I mean, just do something clever. It doesn't matter. Create macaroni art.
Yes.
Take a picture of you. Buy our books in a bookstore. Anything that you can think of.
Yes.
And, you know, or if you're very dedicated and, you know, love me so much, or Mandy, if you love Princess Michelle,
yeah.
you can actually, you know, build fan pages, fan MySpace pages,
right.
you know, anything that you want to do.
Right.
You know, whatever you have time for, it's in the contest.
Right.
And see, and I have two more contests going on right now. The Big Scavenger Hunt, which ends in May.
Mm-hmm.
Go to my website, go under Cool Stuff, Contests, and you'll see it there, where there's actually over 30 authors, well over 30 prizes being given away mm-hmm. for that. So there's still time to enter. It ends the end of May. And then a sweet, sweet contest. So, yeah, lots of prizes being given out.
Yes, lots of stuff
going on. And I know Mandy has a few on her site, too, if you go to Mandy's website and look
for the contest. I don't ever remember what I have going on, but I'm sure there's stuff
yeah.
there.
Yeah, I know you do.
Yeah.
Because I'm entering your contests under the name of Bob. Bob would wow. like to win.
Bob did seem to know a lot about me.
Lots of private stuff.
I thought he was a stalker. I had high hopes.
So, yeah, that's some of the stuff that's going on. And yeah. actually, we both kind of have our little exciting announcement. Pleasure mm-hmm. Cruise 2, Date with Destiny, has finally
yeah.
released an ebook from Allura's Cave. Yeah. And I know a lot of you, Pleasure Cruise 1 was our first release with Allura's Cave.
Yeah.
And a lot of you have been waiting so patiently and not so patiently.
Yeah. The death threats can stop now. Thank you.
Yeah, yeah. please.
Yeah.
It's out. It was just released this last week, an yes. ebook at Allura's Cave,
yes.
Date with Destiny.
Now, we're hoping that the two together also will then make the series long enough to go to print. So if you're interested
if you
in seeing
see...
it in print, email EC about it.
Let yeah, any of our EC books that are not in print,
yes.
that you want to see in print, yes. email them, let them know. They have
yes.
their own printing press now, so there's
yes.
a better chance than ever that the books you want are the books you're going to get.
Yeah.
And
I have high hopes
really
for Stop
help
Dragging
us out when
My
you do
Heart
that.
Around, so if anybody out there could take up the cause for me, I'd appreciate it.
Oh, yeah, Stop Dragging Your Heart Around, we'd love to see. Pleasure Cruise Collection, we'd love to see in print.
Yeah. yeah.
So anything that you see of ours that you want, harass them.
Yeah. yeah. yeah.
Don't tell them we sent you.
Oh,
we
I was
like our
say,
jobs.
You can tell them we sent.
It was Mandy.
It was me.
No, you can tell them.
Yeah,
it's fine.
Yeah.
They, you know, it does help to, for them to know what readers want so they
right.
can give it to them.
Right.
And they're very accommodating that way.
Right.
But I guess Date with Destiny, we should probably tell a little bit about the book. Mandy?
Yes. Okay. Academically minded uptape Anna only agreed to go on a date with Destiny. It's a campy TV game show. Because she's wanted to win an SUV. I'm reading the blurb. she never dreamed that accidentally selecting the wrong prize would land her on a cruise ship full of supernaturals. At least she's bringing someone along for the ride. Her best friend, Winner. A kooky free spirit with a penchant for mischief.
Can I just pause here and say that we actually, yes, used the word kooky?
Kooky.
In a blurb.
Yeah, we did. We used the word kooky. We couldn't not, right?
She is kooky. That's the best way to describe that character.
So Andre and
Christian, they're a lot of fun.
Werepanthers and twin brothers are polar opposites as far as personalities go. One views life as a party, the other is entirely too serious. But once they meet their intended mates, this night and day duo can finally agree on one thing. Anne and Winter will be theirs. And there's alone by the time they get back to shore.
Yeah, so it is. It's a very fun book.
Yeah,
very lighthearted, fun.
Yeah,
very and
sexy.
I, all I have to say is Mandy and I did fight during the writing of this.
Yes.
Over whether or not one of the brothers was going to sing 1980 songs or 1990 songs in the shower.
I won. Dun-dun.
Let's guess which one, Mandy. You know what though? We both won because I slipped the 1990 stuff in there.
That's true. That's true.
I did slip in Nirvana.
You did. You did.
Yeah, that was, yeah, that was an ugly, that could have been a very ugly fight.
We originally
that book almost died over that fight.
We originally had him singing Poison, Nothing But a Good Time.
But it was funny because, you know, I would type something and then it would go to Mandy and she'd change it and it would come back to me and I'd change it back.
Yeah, I'm thinking the whole time, if we're talking movies, you get the say. I get the say. So it was so much fun, though. Oh, and the personalities, just, wow.
Yeah, these books are written to be just this fun, imaginative.
And erotic.
You know.
Boy, they'll knock your socks off, yeah. Definitely.
Well, I mean,
sexy.
It's Allura's Cave. That's just, you know, that says it all.
Right there, yeah.
So, we're very excited about that, but glad that, you know, one of the big things on our to-do list because so many people were asking for it.
Right, you are,
so
Michelle.
Right you are.
Right you are. And if you've read it, you'll understand what that means. But no, so we did have that. What else, Michelle? You just had something come out recently with NCP.
NCP, I had an ebook come out, Commanding the Tides, which is Lords of the Abyss Book 2.
Yes.
Yeah, you know, strangely, I get a lot of, I mean, I guess I shouldn't say strangely, but I get a lot of email for Lords of the Abyss series. You know, right. Book 1 came out, and I honestly didn't expect it to have such a following. But Book 2 in that series has come out. It's a lot of fun. It's kind of an underwater romance. You got mermen and
mermaids. I don't think I have that book yet.
You probably don't. I didn't send it to you.
Yeah, thanks a lot for that.
Yeah, it was kind of late announcing that book's coming out. Yeah. There were some issues with the version that came out into print, or not into print, but into ebook that I'm trying to get resolved.
Right.
Nothing for fans to be concerned about, but
it's got a different
as a perfectionist
kind of
author. Yeah, the cover's one of them, and I'm not really one for snarking my own covers.
No, it's got a lot of good elements. It's
I love the background.
Okay, moving on.
Oh. Yeah, can we move on? I don't want to dig a hole because I know how hard artists work.
Yes, yes.
Like I said, I don't like to snark mine or anybody else's right. covers. I know how right. hard those types
it
of jobs
does.
Are.
It's got a lot of good elements.
But sometimes there is disappointments in life.
Yeah.
Anyway, like you said, moving on.
I've had one of those that I'll just let the readers guess what one it is. That...
Yeah, and the thing is, readers can see for themselves.
Yeah, and I have to say that I'll say this too. A cover does, I don't care what anyone else tells you, a cover does sell a book. In part because I had a book come out, and it was book one, and the sales were mediocre. Book two came out, and it's a serial. You have to read book one to understand book two. It doesn't stand independently. Book two outsold book one, like 3-1.
Yeah, like in the first week.
Yeah, yeah, and the cover was just so
I remember
much
that.
Yeah.
And then, but then a lot of people went back
yeah,
and
got
book one.
Yeah, they did. So it did help boost sales for book one, but, you know, that's...
Yeah, and for the most part, we've both been pretty blessed with cover
we
art.
Really
and
have.
A big shout-out to the cover artist.
Yeah.
I mean, you're... is it Sacred Places?
Yeah.
That came out with Sam Hain, yeah. with the Celtic. I love that. Natalie Winters did a wonderful job. I love that. That's one of my favorite covers.
Yeah. And Anne Kane from
Anne Kane, the
Sam
Talon
Hain.
Series.
Oh,
yeah,
the
she just did wonderful.
Yeah.
Seneca at Allura's Cave does wonderful work.
Willow for Allura's Cave did Demonic Desires for me.
Yes. Eliza Black from New Concepts
yes.
Publishing. So
yes.
I know we're going to forget some people, but big yeah. shout out to all our cover yeah. artists,
oh,
whether we've
I
named
think
you or
Scott
not.
Scott is in charge of covers.
Yeah, Scott Carpenter at Sam Hain. I knew we'd forget somebody.
Yeah, there's more.
Yeah.
Oh, we've had Kit do some covers for us, too. She's done a great job from NCP, Kit Richards.
Yeah, so, yeah. I mean, and I love cover art. It's one of my favorite parts of writing a book is seeing what the cover is.
Exactly.
I get all giddy and excited.
And there's a lot of times that you'll go through so many things that you'll struggle internally when you write it to make it the best you can make it. You'll do all these things. You'll go through edits. There'll be a hitch in this or there'll be a delay in this. And by the time the release is approaching, you're just so sick of everything. You're like, bleh. And then the cover art comes. And it's like,
but it feels like a real book.
Yeah.
Yeah. It feels like it's finally a real book.
Yeah.
I actually had Maiden and the Monster just came out in print.
Yeah.
At Allura's Cave. It was one the RT Award winner.
Right.
And wow. I mean, I loved the ebook cover.
Yeah, I like the ebook cover a lot.
I love the print
yeah,
book cover.
That's gorgeous.
I wasn't even aware that there was going to be a new print book cover.
And I realized that was Bobby, one of the cover models, because Bobby's one of my favorite cover models from there.
Was it on there?
Yeah.
I just got so excited. I'm like, it's gorgeous. Yeah. The cover's beautiful. You know, the book won an award. I'm just on a big Maiden in the Monster high.
Yeah.
I mean, wow.
Yeah.
I'm so excited about that. Well, you actually had Immortal Ops 3 come out in print recently, too.
I did.
And, I mean, that's like jungle Amazon guy.
Yeah, it's really funny.
I just think rare Tarzan.
Yeah. And it's so funny that the cover would represent that because... The character, I don't see him as that way, but so many people
Shush!
Say that.
Do not ruin
do.
This for me.
But you
do
know what, though?
Ruin
for me, I don't see him that way, but readers see him
la, 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 la.
I don't see
Do
that.
Not ruin this for me.
Yeah.
Do not ruin Tarzan.
Do not ruin Tarzan. Yeah.
Rare.
Oh, I'm excited. I wanted to tell you that. I
That's the
in
only
my...
tiger noise I can
yeah,
do, by the way.
I turned in my edits, second round of edits for... Demonic Desires to Nick.
Which means it'll, be out in print soon? Or, you know, an ebook
well,
soon?
Well, I absolutely...
Please,
I adore
please,
my
please.
Editor, Nick. You're awesome from Allura's Cave. You really are. But I gotta say, I'll be shocked if it comes out before next year. I don't know
what happens
from when I give it to them. And I don't know if the inbox has a time delay. I don't know.
Oh, darn it. Well, I'll get an advanced copy, so I'm okay.
Yeah. I'm very excited. You know why I'm so excited about this? This is going to be my first, quote-unquote, full solo project for EC. And this thing, it's been into them for a couple of years now, Matt. But this series, I'm so excited about. I mean, I've spent so much time building this demonic mythology and this whole entire world that I can't even tell you. I, like, am giddy just thinking about it. I'm, like, you know, squeezing my fist and hopping around in the chair. So maybe I'm going to drive up there and be like, Nick, this must come out now. So anyone who wants to go with me, we can caravan.
Yeah, definitely. When you're petitioning EEC for our print books, tell them that you cannot wait for Demonic Desires.
It hasn't helped that I've had a rocking cover for over a year for it, too.
Oh, I know. And it's like you get so giddy, like, come on, I want to use it. I want to use it.
That cover rocks. Yeah.
Let me make bookmarks.
Yeah. So, and I do. And I have some other stuff that'll be out with them, too. I have Ambient.
Well, you've just got out a big run of edits. I know that you've been working nonstop on finishing up projects, lots of edits. So I expect to see a lot coming out from you in the future.
Yeah, I finally, because, I mean, I'll be the first to admit, for the last year, I had quite a big lull in releases, and I was regrouping and getting myself together and working on some things, and I'm really excited about the things that I do have coming out. So, finally, things are moving in a forward motion. And I just can't believe the number of things that are all falling in the line that I have to get done now. I'm thinking, what was I thinking when I said okay to all this?
Yeah, well, you know, here's our exclusive information for podcast listeners. Mandy and I are discussing future book projects together. Mm-hmm. We're not going to tell you what, because that's how we are.
Yeah.
But we are. It's definitely keep a watch out. We're talking. We're setting, you know, some worlds up. And we have some what I feel are going to be really fun projects coming up.
And we may. We're not going to, you know, counter chickens before they hatch, but we may have a new outlet for some of them, which would be fun and interesting.
So lots of exciting things happening for both of us right now, and we're just going to say stay tuned.
Oh, and if everyone
not going to share before we're allowed to share.
Yeah, if everyone can gather their positive energy for us, because I just bit the bullet and I subbed something somewhere that I've never subbed before this morning, and if I could just borrow some positive energy, that'd be great.
Yeah, lots of happy thoughts from Andy.
Happy thoughts, fairy dust. Anything else that makes you want to sing Kumbaya and run around naked and rain?
Actually, I could use some happy thoughts, because if anybody follows my blog or just me at all, they know that I hate getting my picture taken.
Yes.
And I'm being sent to get new bio pictures done.
Yes.
And the best part of it all is I have to go hang out with a bunch of professional models.
Oh, yes. That will be fun. Yes.
You know, who know what they're doing and how to pose, and there's
Wrestling
me going,
at high noon, what, yay.
What do you mean pajama pants aren't fashionable? I'm doing the sleepwear catalog.
They're going to look over towards, I'm sorry, can I get me a bagel? Can you be like, I'm not here for that.
Like, excuse me. Can you do my hair?
Oh, wait, bagel, like they eat carbs. Never mind. What was I thinking?
Yeah. Can you get me the non-fat latte?
Like,
and watch, I'll be like, okay,
yeah.
Here you go. Has anybody seen that author person? She's the train wreck in the back.
No, you would
handing out coffee.
You would stand up against the non-fat latte. You would. You would fight for its right to be fat, because it's
coffee.
Are
you kidding? If it's a latte with caffeine, I don't care if it's fat or not. It could be sugar-free so long as it's a latte.
Yeah.
And French vanilla.
Yeah, French vanilla. Oh, my gosh.
So, yeah, no, that's one. I'm kind of, you know, nervous about it, excited. Everyone that I've talked to up there has been great, and actually I need to give them a call. But, yeah, so that's happy thoughts from Michelle and Mandy.
Yes, please, we could use that, yeah. Oh, and then we also need to tell you guys that we're going to be at another conference in July.
Yeah, July, we'll actually be signing. It's the RWA Conference, Romance Writers of America, and we will be signing Wednesday, July 11th. Mm-hmm. At their literacy book signing.
Yes, and the money goes Dallas for a great cause. So.
Yes. So if you happen to be in the Dallas area, it's at from 5:30 to 7:30, the signing, and there's, I guess, going to be a lot of authors there.
Yeah.
This is going to be our first RWA conference, but I'm told that about 2,000 people attend, so I'm guessing hundreds of authors will be there signing.
Yeah.
the money goes to a great cause. You get autographs from some of your favorite people. And, yeah, it sounds like a lot of fun.
And you'll be doing a panel there.
Yes, I will be doing the panel. So authors and people who are attending RWA, you'll have to stop by and see me. This is my first official workshop-y type panel, mm-hmm. you know, not counting the Virgin Spotlight, which was kind of a publisher-author panel at RT. But this RWA panel is actually called Never Underestimate a Lady, Erotica by and for Women. Mm-hmm. And I will be there representing erotic romance. And also on the panel is Ann Turney, an author with Virgin Books, who I believe writes for their Black Lace line, so mm-hmm. she does more of the erotica. And Adam Neville, who is coming from England, mm-hmm. I believe he resides in London, will be there speaking on behalf of Virgin Books and kind of what they look for. And they're going to discuss the erotic market and opportunities for, you know, writing and reading experiences. So it should be a lot of fun. And now Mandy's typing when I talk.
Well, I just realized if I didn't save our podcast thing, that it was going to delete.
Oh, okay. Good.
Yeah. I felt it best to just go ahead and do that.
But so, authors, mark your calendars Friday the 13th.
Yes.
Love the day.
Love the day, yeah.
4:30 to 5:30, and it should be in your workshop catalog. Yes. Come to my panel.
Yes. It should be a lot of fun. Oh, and we're also going to go to the Medieval Times thing while we're out there. We're really excited about that.
Yes, we're going to go. We're taking off one night with a bunch of author friends. We're going to go to Medieval Times. Anybody watch Cable Guy? Because that's how I found out about it.
Yeah.
No, it's Medieval Times.
It just, you wouldn't even believe it. Yeah, we're like little kids at Christmas.
Yeah, behind the scenes, we're like, oh, look, for $2 you can go through the Torture Dungeon Museum.
Dungeons, yeah.
Torture dungeons.
They're going to be trying to get me out of there.
Can we go?
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, and we actually get royalty seating, so we're very, very excited to go.
And somebody, Princess Periwinkle, she celebrates a birthday while we're out there. And she will not let me forget about it either, because she will not be in her 20s anymore, if you know what I'm saying. So it'll be fun. Can't wait for the foil crown. Yes. Yes. Put jewels in it. Okay, really more like bedazzle. It's a rhinestone, Prince.
Wow, thanks for outing me. Hey, I'm in my 20s.
You are in your 20s. You can keep saying
that. Leave me alone.
She's in her 20s.
Shut it.
I'm not.
I honestly don't care.
Yeah, I don't care either. Yeah.
Well, I'm just saying it's my birthday. I'm fine with it. It's just funny.
Oh, yes. So on our getting older note, we should probably let you go now. We've gabbed your ear off enough, and we will hopefully be back soon. So
yeah, thank you for joining us for the Raven Podcast, and we will, you can listen to us next time.
Thanks a lot.
Bye.